In the final presentation of Chapter 4 on mutual funds, we discussed a single mutual fund as a way to take a look at all mutual funds, realizing that there are over 10,000 of these things. But the one we looked at was a stock mutual fund. It's called Investment Company of America, or usually abbreviated as ICA. It's been around for a very long time. So let's take a look at the top 75 holdings in the Investment Company of America as of December 31st, 2013. And here they are. Investment Company of America started before we applied all these different names to mutual funds, all these different categories. But today we would categorize it as a domestic, large cap, growth and income stock mutual fund. Okay, what does that mean? It means it invests in large companies with the potential for capital gains, growth, but also invest in companies that pay dividends, income. Some people refer to these as value funds. Some people refer to them as blend funds. So you got to be careful, right? Everybody throws these terms around. But you have to take a look at your individual mutual fund and see what they invest in. Many dividend-paying companies tend to be very large, well-established companies that grow their dividends consistently. Now, most of these companies you're going to recognize. Some you will not learn, you will not know what they are, but we're going to learn about how to look up a company and take a look at its profile and all the key statistics and the important data about the company. In then chapter 5 and then chapter 6 and so on. Next chapters. Since it is a domestic growth and income fund, a few of them are foreign, but most of the companies are going to be based in the United States. However, although most of the companies are domestic, many are global in nature. We tend to think of them as United States companies, but some make far more money outside the United States than they do inside the United States. For example, the biggest example is Coca-Cola. They make 80% of their money outside the United States. So, is it really a United States company? Yeah, well, it's based in Atlanta, but it's global. It's a company which is a country unto itself. And there are 54 other stocks in the mutual fund at this time. Remember, it's changing, you know, as they make decisions. So 129 stocks, which is not atypical for a stock mutual fund. Some of them have more, some of them have less. According to Benjamin Graham, who was the author of The Intelligent Investor, and he was Warren Buffett's teacher, and we'll take a look at these guys later on as we get into stock investing. These are the types of companies that should make up the vast majority of your investments. Sure, go ahead, take a little bit of money, buy that San Diego-based biotech startup that may become the next Genentech or Amgen, or now we have Gilead Sciences we'll take a look at in just a moment. You may even strike it rich. Never worked for me. But make sure your portfolio is firmly focused on large companies with long histories of earnings and dividends. That's intelligent investing. So let's take a look at these 75. Now, most of these you're going to know. Some of them you're not going to know. For example, the very first one, Gilead Sciences. Who are they? Well, they've burst onto the scene, and they've come up with a cure, basically 90% cure. And in fact, if you take it longer, it usually gets up to 100% for hepatitis C. Now, you may not know what hepatitis C is. It's a liver infection that many people have and never even know. They never even know they have it. There's no symptoms. It'll probably never hurt them. They'll die without ever having hepatitis C become an issue. They'll die of something else. But there's a chance, a small chance, but there's a chance that it could create liver cancer and kill you. Each pill cost $1,000, and you have to take a pill a day for upwards of 3 months. So almost $90,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But those are the exceptions. You'll see Google and Amazon and Apple in here, but those are the exceptions. Most all of these companies are very large companies that have their roots deep in the economy. So let's throw a few out. General Electric, right? Royal Dutch Petroleum, ConocoPhillips, Dow Chemical. Here's one of my favorites, down in the middle of this, down in the middle column, you'll see a company called Waste Management. Now, what do they do? Now, I throw this company out often as an example of the kind of company. I'm not trying to say you should buy Waste Management, but I'm saying that's the kind of company you want to take a look at. What does Waste Management do? They pick up the trash. Right, exactly. Was somebody picking up the trash 50, 100 years ago? Will somebody be picking up the trash 50, 100 years from now? Yes. So, will people be watching Facebook, Facebook? Will they be looking at pictures of what people are having for lunch or their kittens or their dogs? Will they be reading Twitter, Titter, Bitter, tweets or whatever they are 50 years from now? I don't know. I don't think so. But I sure do know that somebody's going to be picking up the trash 50 years from now. So those are the kind of companies that should make up the bulk. Sure, you're going to have a high-tech, you know, sexy, exciting, high-growth company here or there. But most of these companies are energy companies, food companies, industrials. So if you have any questions about these individual companies, you please feel free to send me an email. But better yet, wait until Chapter 4 where you can look them up, where you can look up and see what these companies are using whatever. I use Yahoo. I'll show you in Chapter 4 and Chapter 5 how I do it. But there are many, many. There's even a lot of very good websites. There's even the library. You've heard of libraries, haven't you? Sure you have. So, take a look at these companies and realize that that should be the bulk of your investments. Large companies with growing, yes, but also dividends that have their roots deep in the economy all around the world. See ya!